Well, what about a kind of fence that might be around a garden or around somebody's house? A wooden fence? Back in the old days?
I don't know.
Did people in this area build picket fences or paling fences?
Yes.
Well, now, is there a difference between a picket fence and a paling fence?
No, it's about the same thing.
And how would they be?
Up and down. The small pieces of wood, I'd say about like 3 fingers.
Mm-hmm.
And they're spaced about an inch and a half apart. And nailed to 2 horizontal pieces of wood.
Okay. And do they have points on top?
Some do. Don't have to.
But not all.
That would a picket fence should have points up there. Then the other fence would just be high.
The paling fence?
Yeah.
Well, now somebody in Taylor County described a kind of fence to me today that I'd never known about before. That was made with palings, high palings, and wire sort of woven in between the palings. I'd never heard of this before. Do you know anything about that kind of fence? Well, what about a board fence? How would a board fence be constructed?
Well, the one we had at down home, man, it was made out of planks about like this, and they were spaced and put together and nailed to 2 horizontal pieces of wood, because it had the post to nail it horizontal planks too.
Now, can you think of any other kinds of wooden fences?
Not a wooden fence, I can.
Are there different names for different kinds of rail fences, or are they all just rail fences?
All I know is rail.
If too many people are spending the night at your house, what do you call a bed that's made up on the floor?
Pallet.
Okay. Did you ever sleep on a
pallet? Oh, yeah.
What do you call low ground in a river valley where somebody might plant some corn?
Bottom land.
Would you name several different kinds of roads depending on what they're made out of?
You mean like concrete, tar and gravel, and then soil. Some roads are soil, just soil.
Okay. Now would you call a soil road a soil road, or would you call it a dirt road?
Well, it's a dirt road with soil, like we have this red clay here, and they haul soil in on top of it, so that it can travel it in the rain or weather.
Do you have a particular name for a paved road with a black surface?
Well, it's a blacktop.
And what about a paved road with a light-colored surface?
That's concrete.
Do you have a term for a grassy strip about 3 or 4 feet wide between a sidewalk and a street?
Lawn.
What do you call a ditch by the side of a graded road in level country?
Ditch about all I ever heard it called.
What'd you say it's called?
A gully, wasn't it?
No, gully is out in the field where it's washed.
Yeah, I think of a ditch as being man-made in a gully.
Yeah.
What do you call a worthless dog? I'm not looking at you.
A gully is made by God.
What do you call a worthless dog that just hangs around and eats and doesn't do any work?
Well, I call him a hound dog, stray dog.
What name do you have for the gentle sound that horses make at feeding time? And they go, like that.
Bray.
Can you think of any other words for that sound?
Not right now.